I'll just, you know, go over it. Khalif Barnes and Shante Spencer both are out. Darius Hayward Bay is doubtful. Brandon Myers, Mike Goodson, and Rod Streeter, all three of those are questionable. Everybody else is probable for the game.
Darius making some progress. He's out here watching a little bit.
Yeah, he was out here today watching practice. He's made a lot of progress. Obviously, he's doubtful this week, and we'll continue to, you know, see where he's at. But he is making progress.
Ethan, if he thought he could go with the bye week coming up, might you err on the side of caution there?
You know, we really wouldn't. I mean, the bye week really isn't that's not the determining factor. I mean, the biggest determining factor is, you know, we want to make sure that he's fully recovered and ready to go before we put him out there on the field. And that's really for the doctors to determine when he passes all the NFL protocol for concussions.
Has he passed everything up
on
this point?
No. Brandon Myers has passed, and he's questionable for the game, but he's in good shape.
Cleared to for contact now?
Yes.
Coach, you talked about it earlier in the week that you were there when this offense was installed the first time before they switched to Tim Tebow. How would you describe this offense and what do they like to do, Peyton Manning notwithstanding?
Well, I mean, they've got really two different forms of offense. They got an offense where they huddle up and, call the plays from the sideline with your normal checks and adjustments based off the defensive structure. And then they've got their no-huddle offense, which Peyton has run in Indianapolis. That's what he's run in this league for the majority of his career. So he operates that exceptionally well. And they do a nice job of, getting into good plays and trying to run when you're in a, shell defense and trying to throw the ball when you get, an extra guy down in the box. So, our deal is going to be to try to do whatever we can to, hopefully confuse Peyton as much as we can. He's seen a lot of looks, so that's hard to do, but try to do that as much as we can and then match up with him as far as speed and intensity.
They've got some young guys at the skill position, Thomas and Decker. How have they developed and what do you see from them?
They've continued to develop. I think they're both good players. They've got a lot of good players on their team, and so it'll be a challenge this week, but we're looking forward to it.
Darren's had some of his best games. You guys go back as an offensive staff and look at those games and try to take something from that, or new system, new day, it doesn't really
No, matter. I think you look under every stone that you can to find out where you might be able to gain an advantage. So, there's certain things that we look at to see from a personnel standpoint if we can get some sort of matchup that we're looking for. So I'm hoping that he continues the good trend against Denver. Try to get as many hats around him as you can. We didn't sleep a lot that week.
What was it made about knowing so picky last year as a rookie, and how big a challenge that could be for Willis?
The thing that makes Vaughn so effective is he's not just a one-trick pony when it comes to rushing the passer. I mean, he's got a lot of different moves. He's got speed off the edge. He's got the ability to counter. He's got excellent power. So, he's got a full arsenal when it comes to pass rush. So that's what's made him effective. And for either one of our tackles that he gets matched up on, they've got a challenge. But it's just understanding what he's going to do in different situations and trying to prepare for it and then trying to outwork him.
Are they moving him around a lot that either side?
Yeah, they've moved him around to both sides. He could play either side.
What about Dunnerville?
He could play either side.
So you don't know
exactly where they're going to be, yeah.
How often, if ever, did you line them up on the same side? Have you seen them doing that all this
year? I don't know what their game plan is because I'm not in those game planning meetings, but we got to be prepared for anything they could do.
How about Andre Carter? Will he play Sunday?
We'll wait and see on Sunday.
Today, it looks like he's
he got more reps today. So, and every day that he practices, every day he's out here with us, he's one step closer to being on the field.
Is a Streeter, he has a neck problem now too?
Yeah, he had the eye, and then, you know, he kind of got banged there in practice today and tweaked his neck a little bit. You know, we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
That's really a position you can't afford to take anymore.
Well, we don't really want to afford anything at any position. Yeah. So, we'll see where he's at in the morning.
What kind of luxury is it in those situations to have a guy like Marcel Reese and a guy like David Osbury that you can do different things with?
Well, I think, you know, having versatile players that you know, give you the ability to do different things is obviously always a good luxury to have. So we feel confident in the players that we have here, and we feel like that, you know, when we do sustain injuries, that we've got enough talent here that we can move people around to give ourselves a chance.
Is Huff starting on Sunday?
Yeah.
More confident now in your work, I'm sure, the extra time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's just like everything else. I mean, he, you know, gets some work and feels good about it. And every day you get a chance to get out there and work, you get better.
Is that say the same thing for that whole group, as a starting group? You know, it's kind of like you move Matt back in and recently up there, you know, Atlee hasn't played much.
Yeah, those guys getting a chance to work together. You know, and like I said, I mean, when you go out there and you play, we played against a good team last week, and we were able to win, and we learned from those things. So, you know, our hope is that this week will be a little bit better.
Seems like Desmond Bryant's done a good job so far this year. Has he earned more snaps, more playing time?
He's done a good job so far, and if he continues to be productive as he has been, you'll see more and more of him.
That's it, everybody. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys.